Welcome to Dr. Smith Live. This is our 68th episode. Healing with natural remedies and frequencies versus drug therapy. Some of the topics I will be covering this evening is deaths due to prescription drugs, now number one cause of death. Six primary areas to evaluate to reduce pain and illnesses. Natural non-invasive remedies to resolve pain. Why the biophoton system represents a major breakthrough in medical technology and the treatment of all medical maladies. Great quote from Louis D. Brandeis. Most of the things worth doing in the world had been declared impossible before they were done. Isn't that true? Before we get into it, I want to get a little housekeeping notice. Last Friday, we launched our first episode of the docu-series on Cancer Deconstructed, a very powerful 10-part series. And I just want to give you a little overview. Where are we here for the Jared? Share. Okay. Screen share. Okay, so basically the 10-part documentary on cancer, episode one is the genesis. Out of the ashes came natural approaches to reversing cancer. Episode two is dealing with the shortfall of conventional cancer treatment, true science background. Episode three, natural cancer remedies were suppressed. Episode four, why today's conventional medicine is obsolete. And there are seven major reasons that I list in the episode. Episode five, quantum medicine, the major paradigm shift, defining the root causes of disease. This is one of the major missing links in pretty much all medical models that are out there today. Episode six, real causes of cancer. Very powerful episode, and it boils down to basics. Episode seven, selecting the right remedies and detox sequence. This is a big issue that's, again, missing in the majority of medical approaches today. Episode eight deals with adjunctive modalities to reversing cancer, the Therify, which is scalar energy, Bioptron, which is full spectrum light, ultraviolet laser, ozone, and nine matrix system. This is like a foreign language to most healthcare practitioners. Episode nine, personal stories of beating cancer, and 10 key components to reversing cancer, and a personal story of beating lung cancer and also melanoma. So interestingly, on ICNR.com, on the top menu, you'll be able to pick up the docuseries, and on GHS Live, it's listed on the front page that you'll be able to access the first episode. It's going to be one a week that we're going to be putting up there. So share it with your friends. A lot of great information there. It took us a year to put it together. So it was professionally done. It's on actually Roku, Amazon Prime, and Apple TV. So anyway, it's kind of a fun project. And hopefully it'll open up more people's eyes to what's really going on in the cancer industry. So continuing with tonight's topic, deaths due to prescription drugs, now number one death. New prescription drugs are being created each day to treat every condition under the sun and then some. As the pharmaceutical industry is continually producing new medications, demand is following suit. driven by skyrocketing sales, more people have legitimate access to prescription drugs than ever before, and many of them are using it irresponsibly with unanticipated negative consequences, including deaths caused by pharmaceutical drugs. This new wave of prescription drug misuse and abuse, made possible by its greater accessibility, has resulted in prescription drug overdoses caused by illicit drugs at a time when both totals are at an all-time high. The number of deaths from prescription drugs like opioid pain relievers, excluding non-methadone synthetics such as illicit fentanyl, which warrants its own category, nearly doubled from 202 to 211. In the United States, there were approximately 17,000 prescription opioid overdose deaths in 2011 as compared to just over 9,000 in 2002. However, the amount of overdose deaths in the United States caused by benzodiazepine, such as Xanax, Valium, and Ativan, have more than quadrupled, four times, between 2002 and 2015. There were just under 2,000 deaths by benzodiazepine overdose in 2002, but almost 9,000 in 2015. Over 6 out of 10 drug overdose deaths in the United States are caused by an opioid. Since 1999, the amount of deaths caused by overdoses to opioids such as Oxycontin, Vicodin, methadone quadrupled, keeping in line with prescription opioid sales comparable growth. Despite this enormous change, Americans have not reported any overall difference in the amount of pain that they experience. Well, reason is simple: dietary deficiencies in the essential fatty acids, and that's what's going on. And yet 91 people die from an opioid overdose in the United States every day. From 2000 to 2015, the amount of deaths by any kind of drug overdose climbed to over 500,000. And as long as prescription drug sales continue growing, overdoses will do the same. Recently released data by the CDC show that drug overdose deaths reached a record high of 93,331 in 2020. While these estimates are not final, this is more than 20,000 deaths above the previous high in 2019, and the largest single year percentage increase on record since 1999. Types of drug prescription prescription drugs. The three most prominent categories of prescription drugs are opioids, stimulants, and depressants, which include sedatives and tranquilizers. Opioids are typically prescribed to patients with acute and or chronic pain. The problem with prescribing opioids to patients with chronic pain is that opioids are known to be very addictive if taken over long term. This conflict has undoubtedly contributed to the prevalence of prescription drug opioid addiction. Opioids work by docking with the pain receptors in the brain and the spinal cord, preventing pain signals from being transmitted. But it's not getting to the core issue. It's just like painting on rust. It's masking the symptoms. They also greatly increase the overall amount of dopamine that is released. It's a neurotransmitter that is most associated with pleasure, further strengthening the opioid's addictive power. Both sedative and tranquilizers are depressants that primarily interact with the central nervous system. These compounds increase the concentration of certain neurotransmitters in the brain that slow down the brain's activity. However, patients can quickly become tolerant to the medication, requiring larger and larger doses in order to achieve the same strong effect. This is a dangerous characteristic possessed by many addictive substances. Additionally, depressant patients must gradually taper their usage leading up to the end of their prescription if they wish to avoid potentially life-threatening withdrawal. Stimulants concentrate specific neurotransmitters in such a way that it creates feelings of euphoria, increasing blood pressure, and heart and breathing rates. But when the patient chooses to abuse his or her prescription, either by taking larger and their more frequent doses or crushing the prescription and snorting it, which increases the drug's potency, he or she takes on a high risk of becoming addicted. Amphetamine usage for more time than prescribed and or in higher doses can result in toxic psychosis, psychological and behavioral disorders, ulcers, malnutrition, skin conditions, heart conditions, convulsions, comas, and death. Some common prescription drugs of either category are opioids. You have codeine, prescribed to treat mild pain, sometimes for coughs and severe diarrhea. Hydrocodone, which is like Vicodin, prescribed for pain in general associated with pain from injuries or physical or dental nature. Morphine, given to patients experience severe pain following surgeries. Oxycodone or Percocet, used for moderate to severe pain over a long-term period. The depressants, sedatives, and tranquilizers. Benzodiazepine, you're talking like Xanax, Valium. For short-term use, due to their addictive nature, tranquilizers that fit into this subcategory are prescribed to treat anxiety, tension, and panic attacks. Sedatives that are also benzodiazepines are given to patients with sleep disorders. Non-benzodiazepines are Ambien, Lunesta, and similar type drugs prescribed for long-term treatment of sleeping difficulties. We are told to trust the science when it comes to accepting pharmaceutical drugs. You believe that? And I'll sell you oceanfront property in Wyoming. When Pfizer issues a drug recall because their medication has been shown to cause cancer, it's kind of hard to trust them. I have never seen a warning regarding a frequency or vitamin causing cancer. A little note, when NSAID drugs like aspirin, ibuprofen, Motrin, Advil, Tylenol, naproxen, that's Aleve, Anaprox, Naprilin, Naprosyn, Aleve, they alleviate pain, it is actually diagnostic that the person is deficient in essential fatty acids. 6 primary areas to evaluate to reduce pain and illness. A high percentage of medical conditions like acute and chronic pain, anxiety, depression, panic attacks are due to nutritional deficiencies, chemical and heavy metal toxicities, EMFs, that's electromagnetic fields, viral such as cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, herpes zoster, herpes simplex, and pH imbalances being too acidic. The population has been set up for these maladies by design. Synthetic fertilizers, processed foods, herbicides, insecticides, and pesticides, polluted water with chlorine, fluorine, PCBs, and bromine, EMFs, cell phones and cell towers, computers, satellites, toxic dentistry, vaccinations, and pharmaceutical drugs. All combine these issues pollute the terrain of the living organism. And that's the biggest problem today. It's the terrain that gets polluted that gives rise to the pathogenic bacteria taking antibiotics or fancy drugs to kill the pathogen or virus is painting on rust. It's not getting to the core issue. The key to resolving pain and ill health is multifactorial and involves evaluation of 6 primary areas. 1, the thyroid gland. Most chronic pain patients have underactive thyroid glands. Normal armpit temperature should be between 98.2 Fahrenheit and 97.8 Fahrenheit. 2, pH of the body. Most acute pain patients, and even all chronic pain patients, are too acidic. Their pH is around 6.0. A low pH lowers one's pain threshold. So the more acid you are, the slightest pain will be exacerbated and perceived as being much worse than it actually is. Toxic bowel. There are many toxic chemicals produced by pathogenic bacteria in the intestines. Ammonia is one of them that causes mental fog. Norine, which is toxic to even animals. Histamine, skeletal, causes depression of the central nervous system. Phenol, caustic and causes necrosis of intestinal mucosa. And hydrogen sulfide, which in high enough concentrations is as toxic as cyanide. The 4th area is adulterated omega-6 oils. safflower, sunflower, corn, soy, cottonseed, pumpkin seed. They're adulterated, so they have longer shelf life. Mainly found in snack foods, potato chips, popcorn, pretzels, donuts, etc. Europeans, like this number kind of blew me away. Europeans spend $170 billion on snacks a year, followed by Americans who spend $120 billion on various snack foods annually. This is crazy numbers. The fifth area is a toxic liver. Since the liver processes the blood of the entire body every 3 minutes, it easily can become congested due to toxic overload. You know, you change your oil in your filter every 5 or 8,000 or 10,000 miles in your car. Well, twice a year, you should detox your liver, reduce the burden. The sixth area is lymphatic system, that's your sewage system. This is the body's sewage system, and it drains away all the metabolic waste produced by the cells. When the body becomes too acidic, the adrenal glands are overstimulated by the lymphatic fluids. They become viscous, like jello. A buildup of toxic waste will cause pain and dysfunction. Just taking a medication to treat the symptom, the original core problem is going to get worse over a period of time. That's why you need bigger and bigger doses of the pain medication. So natural, non-invasive remedies to resolve the pain. Number one, the thyroid gland. Armpit temperature below 97.8 plus symptoms like cold hands and feet, loss of hair, anxiety, depression, and panic attacks, palpitations of the heart, acne, constipation, headaches worse upon waking, getting better as the day progresses, tenderness or ringing in the ears, dizziness, easy weight gain, insomnia, increase in tooth decay, dry skin, and a weak pulse, like 72 beats per minute, are all indicative of hypothyroidism. The TSH test, which is a general blood test that most general practitioner and medical doctors use, is bogus. It doesn't really give you true indication of how the thyroid's functioning. Again, armpit temperature below 97.8, a plethora of symptoms, low pulse, it actually should be 85, not 72 beats per minute. So the key to resolving an underactive thyroid is to first determine what splinters or initiators are in there, like heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, viruses like Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus or herpes, bacteria, childhood vaccines like tetanus are in the gland. Then test specific nutrients to resolve the splinters or initiators. Just giving thyroid medication, and I had a patient in today, perfect example, underactive thyroid, and all they're doing, and these are by medical doctors, they're giving her Synthroid and other prescriptions to try to get the thyroid working, and they didn't even define what the heck was in the thyroid blocking its ability to function properly. And I sorted her out in an hour, and I think she was pretty amazed. But the key is, you have to define the underlying reason, okay? That's what CURE stands for, the acronym. Correct the underlying reason for the error. So some of the supplements that I strongly recommend and I use on a daily basis in my practice, Platinum Plus is an amino acid. It chelates out heavy metals. Cilantro will also pull heavy metals out of the brain. Isopathic phenolic rings, it chelates out herbicides, pesticides, insecticides. It's a homeopathic. Fulvic and humic acid will also pull out the herbicide glyphosate. And glycine will also help pull out herbicide glyphosate. Vaccine cord is a homeopathic nosode, and it neutralizes vaccines. And it may also, you may have to sometimes go to a custom homeopathic nosode to neutralize a specific vaccine. Viruses. Cat's claw is effective against cytomegalovirus. Noni can be effective against Epstein-Barr. Viracord from Energetics as a good general remedy for viruses. And of course, right frequencies. Bacteria. Once defined, the right frequencies will be very effective. Oregano, colostrum, immutol, colloidal silver, calcium, Vanish Plus, golden seal, echinacea, cloves, manuka honey, ginger, Paul D'Arco, thyme, rosemary, cinnamon, turmeric, amla C, which is from Indian gooseberry, cordyceps, noni, and vitamin D3 are just a few that work against pathogens. And again, you have to test the specific natural antibiotic against the pathogens that you define. pH of the body, pH balance by Mother Earth Labs, Pure Synergy, and organic minerals will help to raise your alkalinity. Taking baking soda, mixing 1 teaspoon and 8 ounces of water and sipping it throughout the day is also a quick way of raising your alkalinity. pH is very important because the lower your pH is, the lower your oxygen level, and that basically primes you for degenerative diseases. Toxic bowel. Food-grade diatomaceous earth. Inexpensive, okay? I think it's like $10 for maybe 4 pounds. Good probiotics. I recommend Prescriptacyst, Cocoon Drops, and Bravo. And Bravo yogurt is best for cancer patients. MAGO7, 2 to 4 caps before bedtime. It'll oxygenate the intestines and the colon. It's also good for parasites. Spanish black radish taken before bedtime. Again, helps cleanse the colon. Also, ivermectin, you've heard so much about with the COVID pandemic, is excellent for killing parasites. And Mimosa pudica is another herbal product good for parasites. Number 4, adulterated omega-6 oils. It takes 13 weeks once you stop taking fish oil to get it the heck out of your system. So clinicians' preference is an 11-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 oils. It has flax oil, evening primrose oil, pumpkin seed oil, and extra virgin coconut oil. It literally helps to repair your cell membrane, and the omega-6 functions as a magnet, pulling the oxygen inside your cell, increasing the permeability of the cell membrane so that the waste products can get out of your cell and the nutrients can get in. Your lymphatic system. In my own practice, I use one of 9 different drainage remedies, but you don't use them all. You have to test to see which of the 9 is energetically compatible with the patient. So energetics has 4, lymphtone 1, which is for acute stage. Lymphtone 2 is for lymph drainage. Lymphtone 3 is lymph drainage for cancers and high toxicity. And drainage tone opens up many of the blockages. Desbio has 3, lymph drainage, actually 4, lymph drainage, liver drainage, kidney drainage, and systemic drainage. So when I test patients, 1 out of 9 resonates with them, and that's what I use. And that's my second stage in my detox program. Why the biophoton system represents a major breakthrough in medical technology in the treatment of all medical maladies. The biophoton system was a result of a collaborative research between myself and Dr. Stanley Nye. The device has 4 proprietary frequencies, 2 to heal the DNA, 1 is a detox frequency, and the 4th one is a general healing frequency. The combination of light and frequencies can be directed on acupuncture points, areas of injury, 9 matrix points on the skull, and it can be used to imprint water, eyeglasses, jade gemstones, or used to neutralize any toxic substance. It also has computerized controls to vary the pulse rate and the duty cycle. Interestingly, Dr. Nye's research has shown that a pulse rate of 10 hertz enables the body to more readily absorb the frequencies into the tissue. In addition, a duty cycle of 60%, meaning 160% or 40%, appears to be the most physiologic exposure to the human body. I'll just give you some case studies. On Monday, I had a male in his early 60s, was referred to me for chronic swollen and painful left knee. Numerous medical and alternative doctors' attempts to alleviate the patient's problem was useless. Using quantum testing, I diagnosed Lyme and glyphosate was present in his left knee. The biophoton system was applied around the entire knee with 30-second exposure intervals. In addition, the nine matrix points on the skull relating to the knee were also treated. Following treatment, which was like the total time, I think it was 1 hour of me diagnosing and treating his knee, the patient stated that most of his pain was totally gone. Pretty amazing, especially since it didn't respond to all the other treatments that were provided. Another interesting case study recently, it was just the other day, a 60-year-old male presented with a chronic bladder and prostate infection problem. Combination of right frequencies, biophoton system, some nutrients, and actually a homeopathic, and nine matrix points stimulated resulted in a major increase in the patient's energy within 24 hours. I literally used the biophoton system to treat his bladder points, which are along the side of the foot where the little toe is. And it's just amazing technology when you start to combine the nutrition, the acupuncture, the frequencies, and the light therapy. It's just really beautiful. Anyway, Dr. Nye, I'm always in contact with him. I shared some general information regarding this device's efficacy on cancer and other medical issues. He told me flat out that the cancer tumors that he's been treating with the frequency, the biophoton system, has been shrinking them within a few treatments. And the device can also be effective in relieving pain associated with cancer and other medical issues. Personally, I've been wearing 3J gemstones that were imprinted with the four frequencies, and I felt an incredible rise in my energy, sense, and well-being. So these are the jade donuts, okay? Little jade donuts. I have one around my neck. You can see it here. And I have one in each pocket. And I'm telling you, people, it supercharges your aura, your energy field around your body, and it heals the body. It's unbelievable technology. I just acquired a new patient, a pooch, who was diagnosed with leukemia. And of course, the vet wants to give the dog chemotherapy. Do you believe that? Chemotherapy for a dog. I said to the owner, Lily, they're going to kill your dog. She said, that's why I called you. So I literally made up three donuts to put around the dog's collar, equidistant around. I made a good Tesla energy card, one to put under his water and one to put under his food with the frequencies from this biophoton system and also scalar energy and 18 healing frequencies. So he's going to get constant bombardment of these healing frequencies from his collar. The water that he drinks and the food that he eats is also going to be imprinted with the same healing frequencies. My bet is that the leukemia is going to disappear. I also gave some supplement recommendations because I diagnosed what was causing the cancer. It was glyphosate and heavy metals and some viruses. So I gave my recommendation for specific nutrients to add to the dog's food. So this is, to me, comprehensive natural medicine, the way it should be practiced. So basically, it's my opinion that this device will prove itself as an invaluable modality. It's the biggest attribute is the fact that it can be used to treat any medical condition because it has two frequencies to heal the DNA. One for detox, and the fourth one as a general healing frequency, stimulates healing in general. So once anyone does their research on the natural remedies and healing with frequencies, it becomes a no-brainer when it comes to choosing a healing approach. The safety factor alone should be a major persuader, as well as maintaining a quality of life. You know, I get all these emails on a daily basis, 7-year-old dies 2 weeks after getting the jab. And, you know, just reading the quotes from the two major medical journals in the world, the Lancet, basically two decades of being in the editor, the editor stated you can't trust the research. It's just despicable. And Ann Jo, from actually she teaches at Harvard Medical School now, and she was the editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine. And she said the same thing. You cannot trust any of the research or the so-called experts that are giving you medical advice today. And that's a pretty bold statement from honest people. Anyway, that's what I have to share with you today. And if you have any related questions, I'll be more than happy to entertain them. Where do you get the donuts? Dunkin' Donuts. You buy 12, you get the 13th one free. Basically, Jennifer, we do it out of our office because you have to have special, sophisticated equipment to imprint the donuts. That's just the way it is. There's very few people on this planet. In fact, the new biophoton device that I have, Stanley and I are probably the only two people on this planet that have this technology, and there's nothing else out there with it. So we do it through our office. Anyway, that's the answer to that one. And it can be programmed basically with anything. I just happen to use the four frequencies from the biophoton and scalar energy with 18 healing frequencies. I find that the combination of both covers pretty much all bases. The biophoton. Right now, Stephanie, we're in the trial stage, you would call it. I just got mine Friday, to be honest with you, and I've had some miraculous results with it. It's going to be, I don't know, I have to talk to Stanley. Until we both feel comfortable that it's doing what we believe it should be doing, we're not going to put it out into the community just for safety reasons. So anyway, and it can't hurt you, really. So that's the beautiful thing about it. The only drawback, you can't look at it directly because it'll definitely damage your eyeballs. So there's a strong possibility that the models that'll be sold may have to come with special lenses to protect your eyes from inadvertent exposure. Can you use a biofeedback device? It depends on the biofeedback device. Excuse me. The CyberScan, that's what I use in my practice. I can imprint pretty much anything with it. If you have a biofeedback device that has a Tesla coil, that'll enable you to imprint different things. But the issue with the biophoton device is people don't have the frequencies for that because they're proprietary. So yes, there are Spooky 2 is a relatively inexpensive device that you can imprint different things with. Sandy Rizzo, is this what's on your website for us to download the frequencies? No, well, the scalar energy is on the website and a lot of other healing frequencies and a couple medications, the hydroxychloroquine and all, are on the website. I haven't decided if I'm going to put this thing out there until I get enough clinical experience with it. So right now it's not on the website. Can the frequencies from your website be beamed? Interesting question, Stephanie. I'll relate to you an incident that happened to a good personal friend of mine who's a retired medical doctor in Naples. His grandson is in medical school in Spain. And he called him, his grandfather up. He says, "Grandpa, my roommate came down with COVID. I have a major test tomorrow, and I feel like I'm coming down with the flu or the, what you'll call it, the variant." He says, "What should I do?" He said to his grandson, and he did a Zoom meeting with him. He said, "Look into the camera. And he basically held up his phone with the frequency and played it. And his grandson just looked at it, okay? In 2 hours' time, the grandson called up his grandpa. He said, "Grandpa, I feel normal. I'm all better." So, yes, you can beam it through like a Zoom meeting type of thing. I thought that was pretty incredible. Off topic, but does one have to take binders or chelators when doing a coffee enema? You're talking like bentonite, montmorillonite, because of the heavy metals. That would be advisable to help chelate any loose heavy metals that the coffee may purge from the liver. So I would recommend it. Can Rife get rid of antibiotic use damage? I believe you're going to need the DNA frequencies to heal the damaged tissue. I'm not aware of any frequencies to stimulate stem cells. Be honest with you, I really have to do some research on that. I'm sure there may be frequencies to stimulate stem cells, but off the top of my head, I'm not aware of them, but more than likely they exist. But the beautiful part about our new device is that it has two frequencies, specific frequencies, to heal the DNA. Well, let me backtrack. It just popped into my head. 528. You could probably go on YouTube and play 528. And I'm 99% sure that that'll stimulate the energy in the fluid around in the cell to heal the DNA. 528 hertz. But that's not one that we use in our device. But 528 will help heal damaged tissue. Also, if you have antibiotic damage, there's a very good chance that the actual antibiotic gets trapped in the tissue. So if you can find out what antibiotic was used, there's a company out in Milwaukee, Wisconsin called Celatech, and they can make up custom homeopathic nosodes to cleanse the antibiotic. Because if that's trapped in the tissue, it's like a splinter in your finger. You could put all the medicaments you want on a irritated finger. It's not going to get better until you take the splinter out. So that's the key in the equation. Define the splinters and remove them. And the 528, you can imprint into water or listen to it. It'll be beneficial regenerating the tissue. Okay. So I think we've answered all the questions. Well, that was pretty quick. Anyway, hopefully you got a lot of good information from what I put together. From my humble opinion, I think frequencies are where future medicine is going to focus, because the cost of these medications is through the roof today. They're damaging to the tissues. There's too many adverse side effects, and it's not getting to the real core of the issue. It's just treating a symptom. So the more quickly that people wake up to this, and this is why one of the main reasons why I did my 10-part series on cancer, because people have been brainwashed to think that surgery, chemo, and radiation are the only way that you can treat cancer. There's so many, you talk about disinformation from our present regime in Washington. Well, the medical establishment has been putting out disinformation from back in the 20s and 30s, believe it or not. So anyway, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend it with me on this Thursday evening, and look forward to next week. God bless.